and American debuts of singers who went on to have major careers, like José Van Damme, Kiri DiCanova, and much later, Bren Terfel. When the theater burned down in 1967, John rebuilt it within a year. He was a much better administrator than he was a conductor. In spite of that, he insisted on conducting at least one opera every year, usually a lesser-known work by Richard Strauss, a composer he adored. Whatever Santa Fe might offer in a given season, there was always one Strauss opera on the program. The Santa Fe Opera became the most important summer opera festival in the United States. John died in 2002, but his company is still going strong. John was also known as something of a difficult character, but then again, I was to be known that way too later in my career. Whatever the reason, we got along fine. We talked for a while about his new company, which he ran from New York except for the summer months, when there were actually performances. Finally, I said, "I would love to work for you." "Well, I would love for you to work for me too," he said. "Except, of course, I can't afford to pay you anything." "I would proofread for nothing," I said. It was the first and last time I ever offered to work for nothing, but it was the only way I could get my foot in the door. So that's how I started in the music business. Every morning I would work with John Crosby, learning everything I could learn about the Santa Fe Opera, doing press and publicity, and just getting to know people in the music world. It was an invaluable experience and exactly what I wanted. And every afternoon, I would service my other accounts. Although I had been very unhappy working at Chrysler, I had gathered a lot of experience while I was there in all aspects of publicity, consumer publicity, industrial publicity, financial publicity. So I had the wherewithal to put together my own one-man public relations office. Since I had to earn money, I would take just about anything. I had a group of engineers who specialized in automated materials handling. I had a firm that had invented some kind of new dry cleaning process. I had a piano company. I had a hat company. That was Mr. Arnold over on 57th Street. He created a hat collection inspired by the Chateau of France. I knew shit from Shinola about hats, but I knew about publicity. I printed up stationery in a kind of beige color to give the impression that it was coming from Chateau country, and I went to an architecture book and looked up the names of parts of buildings that might or might not be like Chateau, and named every one of his